The fall surge of the coronavirus has ended in-person classes at Syracuse University and has broken another record in Onondaga County. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says there were 222 positive coronavirus cases reported to the county yesterday, the most daily tally in the nine-month pandemic.
It's not a reason to panic. We are where we are today. We know we can do better because we've done better, and we will do better.
McMahon says 141 cases involved community spread, the culprits things like Halloween or neighborhood parties and travel sports.
What this is reflective of is 2 weeks ago, our actions in the community 2 weeks ago. I know there's been a lot going on the past 2 weeks, and I feel like we're moving in the right direction.
About a third of the cases are originating from higher education. On that front, Syracuse University Chancellor Kent Severud has canceled in-person education effective today because of the spread on campus. SU is also pausing all in-person and on-campus student activities. Severud says he regrets having to pause so close to the end of the semester, but says it's a necessary move. The good news about these higher ed cases for Onondaga County is that once these students go home, they'll be taken off Onondaga County statistics. Other good news for McMahon, there's been no uptick of cases in senior facilities that were hit badly during the first wave of the virus last spring. And he also says some of the preventive COVID testing is working. For example, the county this week started testing workers in bars and restaurants, which has been a source of spread.
We did over 100 tests, for example. We found a positive. So we found somebody that was going to go to work, and they were going to most likely spread it, asymptomatic. So the program's working. We're going to continue to expand that asymptomatic rapid testing for the industries that we're seeing the most cases.
The county will also be involved in school testing required in certain districts because of the governor's yellow zone designation. Finally, McMahon expects today will be another high caseload day for Onondaga County. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.